Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. And thank you for joining me for the Independence Day edition of Definition. We'll take a one-day break from reflecting in Romans chapter 1. We'll return there again on Monday, so please plan to be with me for that. At this hour, what is on my heart is to pray for our country. As we get ready to celebrate the 4th of July tomorrow, how can we do that as Christ's people? May I submit to you that setting aside time for prayer is a spiritually fruitful way to celebrate? I'd like to kick off our prayers today, if I can. As a guide, let's use 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 2. The Apostle Paul writes to Timothy, "I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity." That was 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2. Join with me, if you would, in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, ruler of our nation and the world, we come to you now in prayer for a country that is deeply divided. We pray for America. We make prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings on behalf of all of our leaders. We pray for those who are in authority over us. We pray for the president and vice president. We pray for the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the senators and the representatives. We pray for the governor, lieutenant governor, and mayor. We ask that you will give them wisdom to govern us well. We pray most of all that each one of them will repent of their sin before Christ and follow Jesus as their Lord and Master. We pray the government and the citizens will honor you. Will you renew our churches spiritually? Will you wake us up to do your will? And will you revive the spiritually dead hearts and souls the majority of people in the United States have towards you? We pray the good news of your gospel will be received and believed in these days. We pray for widespread repentance of sin. We pray that all of us Christians will live for your name's sake, as we learned this week. As Paul said to Timothy, O God, help us to live tranquil and quiet lives in all godliness and dignity. We pray for your peace that surpasses comprehension to reign and rule in hearts. We pray that we as your people will be true peacemakers in our little corner of the country. Give us a passion for making peace with others, especially those we disagree with. Help us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. I pray that we will sincerely do this. It is no mystery how you want your people to act right now, so give us the courage to obey Jesus, especially in what he said to us in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew and Luke's Gospels. I pray we will understand the commands of Christ not only intellectually, but that we will put them into practice. Have mercy on the nation, Lord God. We have sinned against you in vile and reprehensible ways. I pray that still you will be gracious to us. Amen. Well, we're out of time, but please pray along with me all weekend, and then join me back in Romans 1 on the Monday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.